recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here is your Trinity Sunday homily highlight from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Portland.
Today we celebrate Trinity Sunday, and we come to the sort of end of a series of Sundays where these solemnities are given to us to present a foundational truth of our Catholic faith. So last week, of course, we celebrated Pentecost, the week before the Ascension. And then, this is a follow-on from the Easter celebrations, Eastertide. And today, this Sunday, after Pentecost, is Trinity Sunday. And we sort of end the cycle next Sunday with the most holy body and blood of Christ, which we call Corpus Christi in Latin. So that's next Sunday. And then we sort of go into ordinary time, But these great feasts are given to us, sometimes as holy days of obligation, sometimes they're transferred to the Sunday. But they're meant to remind us about a really basic, fundamental thing about our religion. So Trinity Sunday reminds us about the fact that we believe that God has revealed himself to be a triune God. Three persons in one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's why it's an important feast today. Because many people, have strange ideas about God, and, they have a general view that, God's a good thing, if you like that. All religions are basically the same. All religions are trying to, explain why we exist, try to give us a sort of moral code of how we could live together in a world, this sort of stuff. And generally most people, if you're not a rabid atheist, believe that religion is sort of good, it makes us better people, and we can get on together mainly. But then you go any deeper than that and say, well, what do you think about God? How do you know what God is like, etc.? And most people say, well, there's a higher being, there's a creator perhaps, God exists in nature, these sort of, bland ideas. But for us Catholics, we've got some very, very specific things we believe in God, because he's revealed them to us. Stuff like this, that the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a basic part of our faith. It's a triune God. So when people say, well, yeah, the monotheistic religions, Judaism and Islam and Christianity, all basically the same. They all sort of recognize one God, as opposed to the gods of mythology of the Greeks and Romans, who were trying the same thing as, you are, is to explain why things happen in life. And this is before, technology. So, the Greeks had gods for everything, For the fire would go out, then Vesta, the god of the hearth, would be invoked to put the fire back on, this sort of stuff. They had gods for every single thing, thousands of gods to explain the things that they couldn't explain. We don't behave like that at all. We believe in one true God who has revealed himself to us specifically in the person of Jesus Christ, right? So I would hope that when we come to explain our faith to people about when they say, well, you Christians, you're sort of more or less the same as everybody else. It's a good thing that you like that. But we can explain some other things. Well, we believe in a triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, why do you believe in that? Because he revealed it to us. We didn't make it up. You couldn't make this stuff up, right? Otherwise, if we'd have tried, we'd have got it wrong. We'd have said there are four persons in the God, or two, or half a person. But we know because of sacred scripture that throughout salvation history, as God has revealed himself in different ways and shapes and forms, finally in the God-man Jesus Christ. But in the Old Testament, look at the way he's sort of, told us all that hidden stuff that would be revealed in the New Testament about his nature. About God revealing himself gradually to Moses, Yahweh, I am, and then hinting at the Holy Spirit during the various other parts of the Old Testament, hinting at the Messiah, and then getting really specific about the Messiah in the book of Isaiah, for instance. And then the Messiah comes. And then where do we see the Trinity? At the baptism of the Lord, the River Jordan, the voice of the Father, this is my Son with whom I'm well pleased. The Holy Spirit descends like a dove upon him. And thus the Son is there, obviously. So for us, this is a very important part of our faith. We believe in the Trinitarian God. Most Christians do, most traditional Christians. Some are not convinced about it. But for us, it's very important. And think about this as well. We make a profession of faith in the Trinitarian God every time we make the sign of the cross, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. We're professing our faith in a triune God. And we often don't even think about that. We make the sign of the cross all the time as Catholics, you know, when we pass a church, when we begin our prayers, when we say grace and things like this. But that's what we're doing when we make the sign of the cross. It's the most used sacramental in the Catholic Church, and sacramental being something that reminds us of sacraments. This reminds us of all the sacraments, because God is at work in all the sacraments, of course. It reminds us of our baptism, because when we're baptized, we become adopted sons and daughters of God, the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's very important for us to remember as well, that we talk about often. Often we put God in, we categorize God by his functions, say. This has been done, you know, over the years. Like we'll say God the Father, he's the creator of all. And we think that God the creator is sort of like a little bit different from the rest of God, right? The Son is the Redeemer, the Reconciler. God became man like us in all things but sin to reconcile the world to God the Father. The Holy Spirit is the Sanctifier. It is through his work that we get sanctified, through the work of the sacraments, sacramental grace. This whole economy of grace is the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, we use that language, but strictly speaking, when you go deeper into the theology of what we believe about the Trinity, God cannot be separated out into three different parts. God is God. He is one God, three persons in one God. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is not separated from the Son and the Father, nor the Son from the Father and the Holy Spirit. So we've got to remember that all the time. And this, I think, is very important because we often talk, because we use this language, you know, God the Father, Creator, and God the Son, Redeemer, and things. But let us never forget, God is God. And when we talk about receiving the Holy Spirit, we don't just receive the Holy Spirit, we see God in his fullness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We talk in that language of saying, well, the Holy Spirit gives us this grace. Or let's get more specific about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We who are baptized, when we're baptized into God, if you like, and become his adopted sons and children, we talk about receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. But the baptism is of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we say the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our souls, it's not just the Holy Spirit, it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As I talked about last week, about the indwelling of God in our souls. And when we think about that very fact, that we, unlike others, unbaptized or any other part of creation, participate in the Godhead in a unique way, because God dwells within us. The only way we wipe out the sanctifying grace of the Holy Spirit in us is through mortal sin. But still, God exists in us, if you like, just like he does in all of his creation, but in a special way through baptism. And that's why we have this unique dignity over all the rest of creation, is because we participate in the life of God in this way. Some of the church fathers would call it deification, becoming godlike, right? So why do we believe this? Well, it's all over the New Testament and in the sacred scripture of the New Testament, of course, and the Acts and various other parts. And the church fathers have tried to explain this. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says this is one of the central mysteries of our faith, right? Next Sunday we'll celebrate Corpus Christi, which is another central mystery of our faith. These things that we just can't get our head around properly, because we'd need to be God to understand him fully, right? But we take what is revealed to us in Scripture, and we take what has been revealed to us by the great men and women, saints and martyrs that have written about this, thought about this, been inspired by God to write something, who have contemplated this for a long period of time, the great theologians. So I say this, St. Augustine wrote a book, a treatise called De Trinitate, which means in Latin, of God, concerning the Trinity. And he spent most of his theological life writing this treatise. And it caused him a lot of grief, because he still couldn't get his head around some of the concepts of the Trinity. And I'm not going to go into them, but the workings within God, the relationships between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful part of theology, but it's very difficult. And I don't want to walk on thin ice and sort of, say things that I am not knowing about and without studying it even further. But I took this from the Trinitate, which St. Augustine says, and, you know, he spent years and years, 20-odd years, writing this book of 1,000 pages, etc. And in my humble but correct opinion, I would say he could have summarized it like this. And this is a quote from St. Augustine, right? This is what he wrote at one point. O Lord our God, he's addressing God. We believe in you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For the truth would not say, go baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, if you were not a Trinity. Nor would you, O Lord God, bid us to be baptized in the name of him who is not the Lord God. What he's saying is there, God, you are all truth. You do not tell lies. There's the deceiver, the evil one who tells us lies. You cannot tell lies because you are God. You are truth. And he says, therefore, when you say at the end of Mark's gospel, we say, the Lord says, go into the world and baptize all the nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He says, at that point, you reveal yourself to be a Trinitarian God. And that is true because you said it. We didn't make it up. You said it. You revealed yourself. You showed us and shared with us a part of your inner being as God. You revealed to yourself an intimate part of your deity, which is that you are three persons in one. And so St. Augustine sort of could summarize it like that, because you told us to go and baptize in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then that very fact has knock-on effects, of course, because when we understand that when we are baptized, we don't just receive the Holy Spirit, receive the indwelling of the Trinitarian God as well. So today's a very important day because it emphasizes one of these fundamental truths of our faith, that we understand God to be triune, co-equal, three persons in one God, consubstantial. We use words like this, but it's very important for us to understand that, and we should be able to explain that to people. And next time you make the sign of the cross, realize what you're doing. You're confessing that you believe in the true triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And that is today's homily highlight from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. He is the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, right here in Portland.